How y'all doing? Special day, eh? Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Looking forward to hearing Jonathan Miracle and Bill and Broken Walls and the Holy Spirit speaking through them, playing through them, making a perfect sound for us to enter in together. I'm just going to go ahead and hand this over to Bill and let it go.
You sure about that? Okay, guys. Well, welcome. This is Bridge of Hope. We are guests here. Welcome to Bridge of Hope, guys. And you know how much I love that name, Pastor Zach. I mean, because we, like you, are all about hope. And this is what I love to say is that there has never, say never,
never,
ever, been a better time than now to share hope. These days, this day is what you were born for. It doesn't matter what's happening out there. It doesn't matter, you know, what kind of disease, what kind of rumors of war, what kind of stuff that's horrible that's outside. It doesn't matter what's going on. That just is a greater indication that these are the days that you were born for. Born to live, born to shine, and as Christ in you in the hope of glory, man, this is what you were created for. This is what we were created for. Now, I'm just supposed to warm up and introduce you to this time, but this is the reason why I'm saying that, because, man, this is not about a religious endeavor. I'm going to say that again so everyone catches it. This, what we are doing, is not about a religious endeavor, but it's about a move of God that touches every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, in every town, every city, every village in Alaska. Not just Alaska, but from here to Europe, to Belgium, man, all over Canada. I'm telling you, it's unstoppable, this move of God. And that's what lives in you and I. So you just best get your seatbelt buckled, friends, because, man, we are going to go on a time and really a journey. We're not asking you to be spectators today, and I know you're not, because you guys, I know you're not. I mean, this is why we love to come here, because it's not like just us coming and presenting. It's us partnering. We wouldn't have been able to go out to these villages if it wasn't for you, you praying, you sowing, you giving, you going. Man, it would be impossible for us to see what God is doing. The hundreds, even thousands of people that are giving their hearts to Jesus, man, getting radically saved, being transformed. This is the beginning of a... I'm not supposed to do this. What am I? Wait, I get... Oh, there's Jonathan. But this, mark my words, guys, there's a principality that was shaken and moved just this last week. This principality of darkness, of death, is being shaken and moved and removed, and in place of it is the kingdom of God. His life, his breath, his hope. It's taking place in a physical and in a spiritual. It's taking in place in you and me, in us. This is the invitation. So this is what we're walking into as we launch out in this time of ministry. And we are expecting you to be a part of it, to use your powerful prayers, to break open the way. We know that that's what makes and moves things along the way, that opens the gate, that opens the heart, that opens the mind, that opens the way for the gospel to be received. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited? But the battles that I've gone through lately, I don't know the battles that you've gone through lately, but I know you've been through some. But I know we win. Amen? Man, it is such an amazing, incredible privilege, well, to partner with Josh Iwaski. Seriously, I love Josh, and he has been my good friend and partner in ministry, and our partner in ministry for a long time. I knew him first, Jonathan, so you know. Man, incredible. And to be connected to this body and the way you guys have sent him, and, you know, really, we've been grafted into this church, and I thank you. But it's an incredible honor to reintroduce to you my friend who's been hiding for 2 years in Canada. But I'm just going to just introduce Jonathan Miracle. You know him as the leader of Broken Walls, but he is an apostle. He's a father to the nations, to this nation. He's a mighty man of God. I love him. Jonathan Miracle of Thayendanegea, Ontario, Canada.
I'm so blessed to be back in Alaska. I mean, Bill's been after me to come for a long time, and it has been a wrestling match at home. The Canadian government just really was keeping the doors closed, and with the help of my wife, I may have never left, you know, because she doesn't want me to be out right now just because of the way things are at home. But I really felt I was supposed to come, and she gave it up, and she let me come. And, you know, Bill, I got to admit, Bill is a guy who knows how to get you to do what he wants you to do, isn't he? But you know what? He took the pressure off, and that encouraged me to come. He said, you know what, Jonathan, you do whatever is right. He said, whatever's good for your family. He said, I'm not going to put any more pressure on it. And when he did that, Then I was free to hear from the Holy Spirit instead of Bill Pagerin, you know. And Bill is one of my best friends, Bill and Josh, these guys. And something goes very deep, and I'm just really privileged to be able to explore Alaska and to see souls set free. Today, I want to give a message to you guys today, and I'm calling it the River of Life. And I want you all to be able to be in the River of Life when we finish today, because if we are, that means the River of Life is life, and it carries life wherever it goes. And if you're a part of the River of Life, then you are going to ignite the Holy Spirit in the lives and hearts of other people. So we're not going to open with River of Life. We're going to finish this little session with River of Life right before I speak. I got to admit to you that as a band, this is the first time we've played in over 2 years. So we are a bit rusty. And now we've added some new guys that are going to play with us. Rusty, right? These guys have been playing in church and playing all the time, and I've been sitting at home writing music in the studio. So lots of new songs, new book, lots of wonderful things God's doing in my life. But one thing I really felt I wanted to do, and I've been studying the Mohawk language. I've been putting a lot of effort into learning the language that my father spoke. So this morning I'd like to just open and let you feel what it feels like to hear the native tongue of my people, and just imagine if our people were allowed to be who God created us to be, what perhaps we could have done if we were allowed to be all that God called us to be, right? And that's what I feel for the First Nations people right here in Alaska, that God has called us to be who He's created us to be. But the problem is that there has been forces that were out of our control that said, you have to be like us. And so you got these beautiful native people that are struggling and striving to be like people that they can never be. Because God loves each one of us as His sons and His daughters. And we don't have to perform for God. What we have to do is realize that it's all right here. It's all right here. It's all right here within you. He put everything in you need to do everything He has called you to do. And that's what we are going to do over this week. We're going to ignite people. We're going to give them the passion that God gave to us. When He placed the love in Bill, He created a powerhouse, didn't He? And it's that love that's caused Him to go with this fire. And when we get into the River of Life and we get touched by that love and that fire gets a hold of us, we're going to see the things that we don't like to see fixed. Because we're going to be able to be the ones that just give that love by touching. So I won't share too much more about that because that's going to be a part of what I share about. But I'm going to pray in Mohawk. And this is the Lord's Prayer in Mohawk, just so that you can relate to it. Okay? Royaner wasagwari hunyo. Jinio I the wataronayo. The way the Lord taught us how to pray. Gongati no suwiari. No suwataranio dagwayoa. Negaron hyage dizi deron aisasanayo. Aisa wenio sadage. Ayasa wenarakwage. No sumjage jinio negaron hyage disu wenaraku. Dagwano nago santi agunhe. When you are to send his arage, say sanigoro ni on guariwan or on chinyotni. Gion guanigoros not deo yon ki ne gora xata. Ayon guasoni dagonot nego. Ayon guasoni dagonot nego. Saguana nego. Rabba ita no gose. Nyawa aget nistoha. Chi de guayat de no nano gonto. Ise dos quas no geni agunhes, sonon quiet donsera, ise on sasa genoase, non guayerunde. Yawa aget need stonha, yawa sun quiet isa. Awa. It took me some time to learn, and I'm really excited to be able to speak and remember like my father used to speak. And it's really special for First Nations people, for Native Alaskans to be able to speak the gift that God gave them in their language. And it brings restoration of self-respect, which is something that has been taken away for a couple hundred years, but now God is in the mode of restoring. He's in a mode of restoring. So we're going to go to the drum, we're going to play some songs, and this morning I just pray that your hearts would be open to receive. And I just want to thank you again before we get started for the great support that you guys have been to Carry the Cure and for sharing Josh with us. This guy, he is special. You guys are so blessed to have him as a part of your church. And I'm blessed to be his buddy.
long time since we've done that. Beautiful. Wow. We're going to do a declaration song. It's called Holy One. You guys have heard it before, I'm sure. On the drum album. Drum, Created for Worship, is the name of that album. I truly believe that as we play, that we literally release the Spirit of God to the people. Hey guys, you're family, right?
Yeah.
So we're not performing for you.
No. Okay.
As if we were, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Not performing.
we haven't played the drum in so long. It's like, refreshing me.
Yeah. All right.
Isn't it good to have our young brother Thomas all the way from Belgium here with us? So, I met Thomas some years ago when his auntie came to my house and brought him and his sister, right? Sister, your cousin, came to my house some years ago. And, you know, they just came for a visit, and I didn't really know Marguerite really greatly, but she really wanted to know what was going on with Broken Walls. And I was really moved with these guys and fell in love with them. And Marguerite is helping me finish my book. She's my editor. And she's been working on it relentlessly with me for so long now. It's been like 2 years, and we're just nearing the very end of it. And I really believe it will be an encouragement for people to see the need to really make relationship with our Native Alaskans and our Native American people across the land in a whole new way. Not just about a relationship of colonialism, but a relationship of calling out the gifts that God has placed within them to be able to bless America. Because America has been given a raw deal because of the way they've treated their Native people. Native people got the raw deal, but in turn, America got the raw deal because they didn't get the gifts that were born within our Native people. And so that's what we're about, and that's what the book is about. It's about restoring and freeing our First Nations people to give what God has given. So this next song is a gift that was given to us by a drummer in Oklahoma some years ago. He gave this song, and I heard it through Jerry Eaglefest. He introduced it to me, and he was an Apache guy. So when I may have told you this story before, but it's worth telling again. We were playing at this large gathering in Virginia, and we were warming up on the drum before everything started, and Jerry called me on the phone and said, "Hey, my name's Jerry Eagle Feather. I'm an Apache. I'd like to come and join you guys." And I thought, wow, an Apache on the drum with us, that'd be so cool, you know? My first thought, right? That was a little selfish of me, but, you know. Anyway, I said, "Yeah, come on down." About 20 minutes later, the back door opens and in walks this guy. And visibly, he's African American. You know, I look at him and I think, "You black." And he looks at me up on the stage and he thinks, "You white."
That's right.
And I always say, between the two of us, we made one whole Indian on the drum.
Hey.
But see, it's not about that. God has opened my eyes. I used to be so ashamed of my blue eyes and my white skin. And then God said, "I love you just the way you are." And when he showed me that, it gave me the freedom to do what I do today. Because I used to do it, but I did it with shame. I loved Jesus, but I couldn't carry the message the way he wanted me to carry it, because I wasn't at peace with who he created me to be. But when he told me this one day, right before I was going on the stage, I look in the mirror, and I see this guy that I don't like, again, his blue eyes and his white skin, and here I am going out to minister to the people, and I'm thinking, "Why, God, didn't you make me Native? Why didn't you make me looking Native if you're going to have me leading a Native ministry?" And he said, "Son, see yourself as I see you." And I just bawled in front of the mirror. My makeup ran. You know, it was just terrible. I went out and got in front of everybody, and I confessed. And I said, "Please forgive me, because I've been carrying a false message. I've been trying to be something I'm not. I'm Scottish, I'm Welsh, I'm English, and I'm Mohawk. And I'm good with it. Because with all those things, with all those differences, God has brought unity, and his glory can be seen in my life as a result of it." And that's what he wants to do within us as a community. He wants us to see through God's eyes each other. When you see somebody you don't like, or you see somebody that's different, that would cause you to judge, just remember that that person can be looking back to you in the same way. But God has called us from the river of life to see each other as us. Eyes of love.
Yahweh!
we should introduce the rest of the band, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if anyone has ever met a rocket scientist before. Well, I want to introduce you to a future rocket scientist, actually one that's doing leading a First Nations launch, a rocket project from his university. My son, Rain Josiah Peverell. He probably wouldn't want me to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. But it's an honor to have him give up his spring break to be with Uncle Johnny and the team to travel to minister. And he's been working hard on this First Nations rocket launch competition. They're going next month into Wisconsin. I ask that you would pray for him and his team. And this is a big deal because as they win this competition, this means open doors, and it means a way to the dreams that are in his team's heart. And so Rain is a student at CU Boulder, and he's in mechanical engineering, aerospace. He's part of the a new intern for the CubeSat, and he can tell you all about that stuff. But he's playing keys with us and playing drum, and Jonathan will introduce the rest of our team. Thank you, guys.
I'd just like to say, Rain, it's so awesome to have you be a part of what we're doing. I know it's a desire of your father's heart to have you be a part of this. And, you know, we're just a bunch of crybabies. Because, I mean, when our sons embrace what we're doing, and I'm so proud of Bill for staying the road, staying the test, you know, and seeing his son come through. He's been a great father. He's proven fatherhood. Yeah, and so, Rain, we're blessed to have you, man. We really are. And Thomas from Belgium, I just introduced you. This guy is just he's the ever-ready bunny. He's just got more energy than you can imagine. That smile, that's real. There's no put-on. you got work to do. Put this guy into it, and it'll get done for sure. And I don't think there's anybody else I need to introduce but me, I guess. He is a doctor. Yeah, so I have a son. His name is Jesse, and I appreciate if you pray for him and keep him in prayer. You know, scientist kind of people have a tendency, science draws them into this calculating thing, and they kind of tend to move away from God a little bit. But Jesse's really coming home. He's coming home. He loves coming home. He said his favorite place to be is at our dinner table. And, you know, for a while there, he didn't want to, when we would pray before the meal and stuff, he goes, what do you need to do that for? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm like scratching my head thinking, well, you've had this all your life. What are you complaining about, you know? And then now he's willingly taking part. And, you know, I'm so blessed. He's a doctor. He's in his residency now in a hospital in Oshawa, Ontario. And now, at the end of his final, you have to do 2 years as a doctor under the scrutiny of preceptors of other doctors. And so he's in that right now. But he is going to the north by his own choice into a native community called Moose Factory where they make moose. You know, and so that was a joke. It is called Moose Factory, though. That's the name of it. And he's going in there, and he's going to be the official doctor of the hospital for 2 months, and he's really looking forward to it because he's done it before. And when he went in there, being the only doctor, he really got to exercise what being a doctor was. Mm-hmm. You know, he's, you know, diagnosing prescriptions, the whole nine yards, everything. And he was doing it among our First Nations people because they're all Cree First Nations way up in the north. It's just like going into White Mountain or Mountain Village or, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like one of those places, except it's a little bigger and it's big enough to have a hospital. So he's going to spend 2 months there, and I'm really proud of him.
So the moral of the story is if you want your kids to be rocket scientists or doctors, you start ministering to the native culture. And
oh, we are blessed. I say that to my kids. I say that to, you know, you Alaskans. Whether you're the poorest person in the room, we're all blessed. We have an abundance. You know, Russia, I heard them say they wanted Alaska back in the news. I don't think they're going to get it.
Mm-mm.
You know, but we love Russians too, don't we?
Yeah.
Somehow we would find in our hearts to be able to love them into the kingdom. As much as we'd like to, you know, beat them up right now for what they're doing. But that love is the most powerful thing that we have. There's nothing more powerful. Anti-aircraft and tanks, none of it. It's love.
Yeah.
Most powerful thing. That's an expectation song from Broken Bell. Ride the Wind?
Oh, okay, yeah. You weren't talking in your mic.
Do you remember that one, Bill? I just brought my acoustic guitar. If you noticed, I'm not playing the electric because I thought this might be a little easier for me to carry into the village. When the wind. Thank you. Well, when you put Bill in a cage, he turns into an animal, doesn't he? So I've been writing lots of new songs. I got a new album coming out. And, I got to tell you, I lost a really good friend, a guy who's traveled with me around the world. His name is Brian Brightcloud. He was in Chiricahua Apache. And he was one of my very close friends. He died about 6 weeks ago. And as a way of honor, I'm dedicating my new album to him. It's called The Call of the Drum. And his picture is on the cover of the album. One of the things that's really important is how we see the world around us. So this next song, this is the first time we've ever played it live, ever. So you guys are getting a lot of firsts this morning. The song is called Warrior's Eyes. And I believe that God, when he impregnates us with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus, that we should be able to see things in a completely different way when we look at one another. We should see each other without judgment. We should see each other restored. We should see each other walking in supernatural divine health. You know, we have been given the power of the love of Jesus. And I can remember, as I was learning about how important that love that was in my life, I got a phone call about one of my friends that was dying in the hospital. And so I ran down to the hospital. I had to drive. It was 3.5 hours. I had to drive around Lake Ontario to the hospital from Rochester, New York, because his mom called and said, my son's dying in the hospital. And she said, I was praying, and God said, you need to go pray for him. I'm thinking, I need. You know, like I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I'm just me. Not realizing that love and that authority that God places in us literally is powerful. Literally powerful. Sometimes we take it for granted and we just think we're in a club and we just check into church each week and we hang out with the people we love and that are our family and friends. But God has given us power and authority. And so this is one of my learning curves here. I walk into the hospital, it's 2:30 in the morning, and I walk up to Lance's bedside and I look at him and scared the living daylights out of me. He looked like he was already dead. He was on complete life support. He'd been in there for days, and his mom was brokenhearted. And so I'm standing there 2:30 in the morning. Nobody else is there. The lights are dim, and I'm looking there, and I'm thinking to myself, sort of feeling sorry for myself and thinking, what can I do? And I said, God, what can I do? He said, just speak my life into him. What a word. What a word. I just walked over beside his bed and I leaned over beside his ear and I went, I speak the life of God into you. And his whole body arched from the back of his head to his heels, arched up like that and then flopped back down on the bed when I said that. And all of the machines that were on him all started going bleep, 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 bleep. And all the doctors and nurses came running in the room. And I'm sitting there and like, when he arched on the bed like that, I kind of fell back. I was so taken by what happened. My glasses were like this, and you know, I'm like, I didn't expect it, but God did something through me. And Lance walked out of the hospital 2 days later, and he, you know, the crazy thing is I was at the music store a couple months ago, and there was Lance in the music store, and he goes, Johnny, he comes over and he gives me a hug, and he thanks me. This is 10 years later. He's still alive and kicking. He's got 5 children. And he just says, I can't forget the day that you came in. And you know, he goes to a church that doesn't believe in divine healing. And the pastor had him tell his testimony on the platform. What do you say, right? You know, like how can you dispute that? Because everybody had given him up for dead, but God didn't. And he called somebody who felt completely inadequate, me, and he used me. So today, I want to charge you guys. Yeah. I want to charge our team.
Come on.
As we go into these villages, that we're going in there to carry the hope, the power, the life of God. We're going in there to speak to the suicidal spirits and tell them to go to hell where they belong. And we're calling on you to begin to see yourself as a warrior and begin to see through the eyes of a warrior. See what God will do through you by the Spirit.
Tempo.
Well, did you have a tempo made up for this one? Up for things, and First Nations people, Native Alaskans, one of the things that our people are crying out about is the environment, because things are changing, right? like the polar bears are kind of don't know what to do with themselves, and it's causing hunting issues within our indigenous communities. It's causing a lot of damage. And, you know, the earth, according to First Nations people, is our mother. The earth gives us sustenance throughout our lives. The earth gives us what we need. And we've taken advantage of mother. We've mined her. We've done all these different things, and now we're polluting. And my father, as an elder who came from, you know, born in 1914, my father always said that mother will take care of herself. You know, we'll do what we want to do, and we'll hurt her so bad that finally she'll have to do what she has to do in order to heal herself. But we don't need to let it get to that place. We as the children of our Creator, and as sons and daughters of our Mother, the Earth, you know, we don't have to take that as a bad thing. I'm not trying to preach something that's out of line. But when we see it, the Earth, who sustains us when we're young and when we're growing up as little kids, as babies? Our mothers. Our mothers. And that's why First Nations people look at Mother as the Earth. So this next song is a song called Stand. It's another new song from the new album that's coming out. This is, once again, the first time you've ever played it.
Oh, Uh-oh.
See, where are we, Bill?
Pastor Zach, I think this is where you'll do your business.